We all know how important it is to use our precious water wisely, and climate change means...
Western Australia's efforts to curb consumption and find new sources have led officials to make the bold claim that the state no longer has a water crisis, even though rainfall levels have halved in recent decades. The Southern Hemisphere's first desalination plant opened near Perth just over 2 years ago. Jim Gill, the former head of Western Australia's Water Corporation, the region's monopoly supplier, says the catalyst for the project was one of the driest periods ever recorded.
2001 was the winter from hell, and we only get our rainfall in winter. So it was unbelievably dry, and we postulated the scenario of another 2 or 3 or 4 years like that, and frankly we were going to have to shut Perth down. We were going to run out of drinking water. Luckily we'd done the homework on desalination, and we had the confidence to go ahead and do it. No, we don't have a water crisis anymore. Desalination was just one component of what we did. We put a lot of effort into demand management as well, so we tried to get people to save 15%, which is not huge.
We all know how important it is to act now for the future by using our precious water wisely.
Western Australia says the key to keeping the taps flowing is a diverse supply that includes pumping water from underground and reservoirs, as well as desalination. However, sceptics believe that this approach could lead to disaster. Paul Llewellyn, a Greens Member of Parliament in the state's upper house, insists that desalinated water exacerbates the climate problem by using too much energy and is too expensive. He's calling for a complete rethink and for water to be used far more efficiently.
It's not beyond the realms of possibility that Perth could be our first go city. That's extreme, but I think it's a challenging concept that, you know, we are living in an extremely dry place, and what we should be moving to meet this water challenge in Western Australia is a much more intelligent, water-efficient economy.
Western Australia has opted to spend its way out of a water crisis by building a desalination plant that sits just off the main highway at Kwinana, south of Perth. It has the look of a large factory. A second facility is to open in 2 years' time, when a third of the state's drinking supplies will come from treated seawater. The technology provokes differing attitudes among residents in Kwinana.
I can't see a problem with it, but I'm not sure. I'm not an environmentalist, so I don't know what impact it will have on the ocean. But to me, if they can't get the water naturally, they'll have to do something, because it's my grandchildren and their grandchildren that are going to suffer if we don't do something for about it now.
What about the desalination plant down the road? Is that a way forward?
I don't believe so. I think desalination plants are a waste of energy. What it's doing is heating up the seawater, and it's altering the ecology around that area.
Rather than spend millions turning the sea into drinking water, there are those who believe that what Western Australia really needs is a giant pipeline linking Perth to brimming tropical rivers up north. For 20 years, Ernie Bridge, a former state minister for water resources, has championed the idea of channeling supplies through a 2,000-kilometre pipe from the Kimberley region.
It would simply shore up Perth for the next 100 years. There'd be no requirements upon the water deliverers to contemplate hastily looking at other projects.
Such as desalination.
I can never understand a country like Australia seriously turning to desalination when you've got that abundance of potable water, surface water, renewable water with the monsoons that fall annually available to us in the north. I mean, I think there's a little bit of stupidity that's associated with governments and their policies of committing to desalination.
However, there appears to be little political or public appetite to exploit these deep reserves. As Perth's population continues to grow, the debate about water and the various theories that have been put forward to ensure that the city doesn't run dry will inevitably become increasingly fierce. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Perth, Australia.